And Hezekiah received the letter. See, he gets a letter now of the hand of the messengers, and he read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord, and he spread it before the Lord. My friend, that's the place where you and I need to spread that disturbing letter that you receive. And we get some wonderful letters here on radio. We get some of the other kind, too, by the way. But may I say that we've learned a long time ago, we just turn these over to the Lord, let him work the problem out. And so far, he's done a very good job at that sort of thing. Hezekiah's doing a very wise thing. He spreads the letter out before the Lord. Spread out your problem, your trouble, before the Lord, friends. That's where you need to take your troubles, need to take your problems. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Now, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Martin Luther, by the way, prayed like that. I have several prayers of Martin Luther. And the way that man prayed, we ought to pray, I think, like that today. My, how these men could lay hold to God. Martin Luther could say, Lord, are you hearing me? Lord, hear me. Lord, let your ear be open to my prayer. And he cry out to God. You ever feel like that? Maybe God wasn't listening to you? Now, that's the way Hezekiah felt. He says, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their land. This man's told the truth. He's not boasting when he says that they've swept everything before them, and they've cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they've destroyed them. Now, therefore, Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Now, God's going to answer his prayer. He sends Isaiah, verse 20. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. I heard your prayer. You didn't have to shout. I heard you all the time. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel?